Welcome to Gavin's Lingus Room Podcast. Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Pick something from the recent one.
All right.
Recent ones.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. This is from... that's two English questions.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didi Ansan.
Okay.
Okay. ケビンさん、山ちゃん、こんにちは。毎日楽しみに聞いています。
Thank you.
私は小学校、中学校のうちの5年間をアメリカで過ごした帰国子女です。
Mm-hmm.
KR でも、ポッドキャストでも、海外のあるあるや、アメリカに住んでいた時の懐かしい思い出を振り返られて、皆さんの動画をむさぼるように見ています。
Thank you.
企画でもよく取り上げられている食べ物についてですが、私はバッファローウィングが懐かしいです、
うん。
ケビンさんのブラウニー並みに日本でアメリカと同じ味のバッファローウィングに出会えずにいます。
うん、
唯一、Hooters、
yeah.
のバッファローウィングがアメリカのものと似ていたのですが、なかなか女性一人で入るにはハードルが高いです。
うん、
確かにね、ケビンさん、山ちゃんさんはバッファローウィング食べたことはありますか？お好きでしょうか？また日本で美味しいと思うお店には出会えましたか？もし出会っていれば教えていただけると嬉しいです。これからも応援しています。
Okay. Yeah, I don't think chicken wings, buffalo wings are a common thing in Japan,、
mm.
right? You have to go to more Americanized places, right?
You can find those in like...
Izakaya.
Right.
Yeah.
You have tebasakis, but...
True.
yeah.
Which is good, by the way. Tebasaki's great. Yeah, yeah I love tebasakis. Been to Hooters before?
No.
Me neither. Not in here nor in America.
Yeah. Is that famous in America too? Is that?
Yeah. It's a huge, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. It's huge, but like, yeah, it's pretty famous.
Mm.
And I've always thought that I don't know if it's a family restaurant or not.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, is it a family restaurant?
Huh. It's like a.
Is it family friendly?
I don't think so.
Is it more
like entertainment?
Entertainment, place, like sexually?
Yeah, like I've never been there before, but my image is like more like, it's like a maid cafe.
Oh, like Americanized, like yeah, American version of the maid cafe,
with like great, like good foods.
Oh,
as a diner.
Oh,
so. I thought it's a place where we go with friends.
Mm-hmm. With like guy friends.
Yeah. But I'm like,
it's
not
good
sure.
for boys.
Yeah, for
boys
having
night.
Fun, like for entertainment place.
Let's see what they do. Let's see what
yeah.
what kind of place Hooters is.
Yes, like, yes, yes. But maybe I have like very tilted image. Do you say so?
Sure. See, like, I do have this image that Hooter people have this costume on, this uniform on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like orange pants, and yeah.
Like, very exposed,
yeah.
right?
Excuse me.
Okay, let's look at the Hooters commercial.
yeah.
At Hooters,
watch the with your butt. Like the ones with ice cold feet, and one of a kind but net.
So the main message of the commercial mm-hmm. of the it was an American commercial.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Japanese website. Mm-hmm. Was that it's a sports bar.
Yes.
Right? It's a place where you can enjoy your food and mm-hmm. you can watch sports there.
Right.
But it's obvious that it's showing the femininity, the feminineness
yeah.
of the waiters, right?
Right.
How that's attractive.
Yeah.
The attractiveness of the waiters is part of the package,
yeah.
is what I feel from the commercial here.
True. All the guys are in the room.
True.
No family.
No family.
No lady.
The waiters are all women.
Right.
Most of them blonde-haired.
Yeah.
right. And does seem a little bit stereotypical in this age, you know?
Right.
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 I don't know if this concept itself is appropriate.
Yeah, it's a bit, you know, controversial, I guess.
To the age, right?
Yeah. Like
to this era, right?
Yeah.
But so I guess it's just like a maido cafe. It's very conceptual place.
Right. That's true.
Not only a sports bar, but like have entertainment place.
Hooters wa 1983年にフロリダで誕生したアメリカンレストラン&スポーツバーです。チアリーダーをイメージしたスタッフ、Hooter Girl のホスピタリティにあふれるおもてなしが大人気を呼び、現在、はい。なるほどね。まるでパーティーのように賑やかで明るい雰囲気の店内で、店内モニターでスポーツ観戦をしながらチキンウィングをはじめとしたアメリカンフードドリンク、そしてフーターガールによる健康的でフレンドリーなサービスをお楽しみいただけます。The fact that they have to put the word 健康的でフレンドリーなサービス just really tells the story of how many people thought that this place was kind of like, ooh,
right.
Like, this is a place where, oh, you get some shit? Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's a sports bar,
mm-hmm.
I would love to see like football game, for example. I mean, soccer.
Yeah.
But I believe it's very American, right? So they obviously not going to broadcast any soccer, I guess, like more like basketball, or baseball, or American football.
I don't know. I mean, it is in Japan, so
oh, yeah,
most true. Majority of the customers are Japanese, right? So they're interested in soccer.
Mm, true.
Football, right?
So if they have football, I mean, soccer... Then I,
sure.
Yeah, like 日本代表の試合 or those.
You love to go.
Yeah.
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 Can you experience it for me? I'm a little bit scared to go.
Oh
there
yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I'm too introverted to go there right now. Right? So yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have like many places.
Yeah. I mean, right here, it's Ginza, and I think I remember there was one in Shibuya. No.
Oh really?
But I guess Ginza is the only store they have right now because.
Oh.
Maybe the one in Shibuya closed.
So it's getting like shrinking and shrinking.
Maybe.
I thought they have like several.
Yeah, me too.
Places.
Me too.
Before.
But I guess they only have Ginza now.
Mm.
Okay. Well, that's sad.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, the era.
The era of Hooters. So yeah, Ginza wa Ginza.
Mm.
でやっていると。
I see.
I see.
Sure. Yeah. みんながハッピーになれる場所。
I think it is really confusing to the Japanese people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does make sense that the company has to write 健康的なサービス on it because it does kind of.People who aren't used to the American culture kind of do.
True.
And the website froze on me. But
yeah.
Yeah. I get how that could be confusing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to try getting inside someday.
Yeah. Could you do it for me?
Yeah.
And you can tell me how that,
report
how
that went.
Yeah.
And if it's good, let's go together.
Yeah.
That place.
Let's do a podcast for you there.
For 健康的なポッドキャスト。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. Alrighty. So, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.